Welcome back to Nah, man. We're here again. This is Chase. We got Brother Word.
What's going on, man?
Nah, man.
Back at it. That was a real dry intro.
I know, man.
You ain't
man.
Feeling enthusiastic with that? What's the problem?
I'm trying to get some pussy. That's what I'm trying to. Fuck that. Where the pussy at? Where the pussy? That's what's wrong.
You gotta get back on Soul Swipe. You already know where is it.
Can't get no pussy.
I mean.
That's the problem, man.
Oh,
trying to get
man.
Some pussy.
Listen, matter of fact, hit up the Instagram page and give Chase some pussy. That's what we can go with. That's what you can do with. Drop the DMs.
I'm too old for DMs.
What you mean too old?
Matter of fact, that's a good subject to talk about. Why? And listen, dog. Why all these women? All they want to do is fucking text, yo. What happened to trying to talk on a goddamn phone? Why do I gotta text all fucking day?
I'm gonna tell you why.
And then hold up. And then I get attitude if I miss a text or miss a response. It's fucking ridiculous. Like, this chick really got mad at me because I didn't see her text me because I had my phone in my pocket for hours.
Why you ain't hit me back? You want me to drive up a cliff?
Not even
like,
driving.
Damn.
It wasn't even a drive. I was just busy. I didn't have my phone in my hand.
Something
and my phone
that really
always
bothers me and like honestly has given me a little bit of an insecurity.
And my ringer be loud as shit. That, you know, it's kind of crazy interruption to have your phone
but
ring
me,
loud.
Like the past
you know what I love
years,
when people say,
like,
you didn't see my text? Clearly
like,
I didn't see your text
zero,
if I never text you back.
Weird,
that shit
like
is
male
so
attention.
Annoying right now.
And so
I got,
I begin to
I ain't gonna say I got
something wrong with
you. I love me young woman who likes to text all the time. But it's starting to get annoying. Then my friend, my homegirl, tried to hook me up with some girl. She texted me the first time she gave her my number. I didn't get hers. First time she hit me up, she texted me. So we texted. I'm like, yo, can I call you? She told me, oh, maybe tomorrow. I said, all right. Now I ain't never hit her again.
Okay. So it's two reasons why. Either she living with somebody or she has the personality of a fucking snail.
Most of them do.
So people, a lot of times, I think a lot of chicks, they feel more comfortable texting because it's like they ain't really got to show their true selves. I guess maybe they feel like they're not going to get past judgment or anything. So it's like they can control the conversation a little bit through text message. If you're on the phone, you kind of like really got to be able to keep up conversations. You got to have interesting things to talk about. And I think honestly, they really ain't that interesting.
You definitely are a misogynist, chauvinistic nigga.
I'm not talking about every female. I know some crazy, funny females.
No, you know what's so crazy? I said that because I know I used to be the same way. I'm kind of still the same way. I definitely do. Like, my ex said that about me. She's like, your problem is you don't think the woman is as smart as you. You don't have no respect.
Because they ain't.
She said that to me. She's like, you don't think women are as smart as you, no matter what degree of education they have. You just don't think they're as smart as you. And I'm like,
no, I don't think that you're as smart as me. That's what we're going to go
for. I actually kind of feel that way. And that's one of the reasons why I liked her, because I felt like she was as smart as me. But emotionally, I don't think we wasn't on the same level. Like, that's the part that a lot of women don't get with me is I got a light switch. I cut that shit off and I'm done. Quick.
Yeah, but the reality of it is that sometimes people just ain't as smart as you. Like, there's nothing wrong in that. Like, if you, a woman that's not necessarily, and I'm not talking about intelligence by going to school or anything like that. I'm talking about if you can't hold a general deep conversations about politics, about religion, about philosophy, I don't know what. But if you struggle to do that, I don't care what your credentials say. You probably book smart and regular stupid.
Well, that's the problem I have with my daughter's mom, that she be like, you never talk to me. I'm like, yo, you don't do none of this shit I do. That's why I realized, like, we wasn't compatible. Like, she didn't pay attention to the news. I don't watch the news, but I read the news. You know what I'm saying? I pay attention to the social going-ons of the world. You know what I'm saying? More or less social media. I'd be on social media, but I'd be pretty much looking at shit. You know what I'm saying? And laughing at shit. I don't really take it that serious, but at the same time, like, I pay attention to news every single day. I go on Yahoo News and read articles every single day. There's not a day I don't. When I was locked up, the first thing I used to do when I wake up in the morning was cut CNN on every fucking day.
You know what you got to do from now on? You got to tell, you know how back in the day you'd be like, yo, show me your playlist so you kind of see what kind of music she listens to. You got to be like, yo, shorty, send me your book list. And you can go down all the list of books and you can already tell whether y'all going to be interested in the same thing. If half her books is about trapping and romantic love stories, guess what? She probably not. The one for you.
Yeah.
If she got some Malcolm Gladwell on there and stuff like that, you know what? She might hold a good conversation at that point.
Yo, that's the crazy shit right there. Like, you'd be surprised at some of the shit that you miss being single, yo. I do miss sitting around, listening to some music, and just busting it up. You know what I'm saying? It's funny, I saw a meme that said that what was that, yesterday?
You realize you can just get some female friends and do the same thing.
No, I can't, because I gotta fuck. It got to be comfortable. That's what it said. That's what the meme said. It said, sometimes I just want to lay in the bed, bust it up until, fuck, lay in the bed, bust it up until we ready to fuck again.
Yeah, but you know. Like, ain't no winning. You ain't no winner with you right there.
No, it ain't. I pretty much get bored easy as shit with everybody, yo. I had a chick over my house the other day for a cookout. She came with my sister. And she was like, everything went over where she gonna tell me she been trying to have a conversation with me all night. How? I was like, I was right here. She told me about you was around other people. I said, you could have came and joined the conversation. Or even came and just said something to me. Because what happened was, I cooked everything, right? She gonna sit there and say, I need you to come over to my house and cook. I said, okay, that's fine. I said, but this one stipulation. She's like, what? I said, when I come over, I ain't leaving. She's like, that's fine. I got a king size bed. I was like, damn, I shouldn't have said that. You know, me being flirty.
Ran down the street and it ended up in the middle of it. Like, I don't really want to go in this direction. Nah, yeah. I don't really fuck you. I'm okay.
Yo, it's just funny because I was with my folks and this motherfucker always says shit to people, to chicks, I'm sorry. And he said something to a chick the other night and everybody was looking at it, and he's like, you know, I'm just saying shit. I ain't saying shit. I'm just. But by the end of the night and shit, this nigga was like whispering in her ear, did you get the text? That shit was really funny as shit.
He couldn't help himself. You know, sometimes
I be looking at, like, sometimes I'm around him and I be like, this nigga really can't help himself. He just gotta say something. He always gotta say something. I was with him yesterday. He was saying something to somebody.
He liked the Chappelle skit. When the boy, gotta bag me some bitches. You gotta bag these bitches. Where these bitches at? Gotta bag these bitches.
Yeah, he always gotta say something. I don't know. It's just, I don't know. It works for him, though. You know what I'm saying? It works for him. But I don't know. I'd be wanting to, but then
your problem is you particular.
I am.
You too damn particular. See, here's the thing. You might as well have real life eliminate. Just go find you like 20 chicks, date them all at one time, and then just start to eliminate each one.
I was going to do that, but then dating costs money. I ain't one of these new niggas. I'm not going to ask a bitch to go half with me. I'm just not. So I'd rather be particular and go out with somebody I think I generally might like. And then if it don't work out from there, all right, fuck it. I shot the dice. I crapped out. But I'm not going to fucking keep going on date after date after date with these bras and then waste my money. You ain't not getting free.
No, this is what you do. I'm just going to tell you what you do. You don't do all that. Next time you have a cookout, invite all them chicks at one time. Real life eliminate. Boom. You just work the room.
You know what? I'm going to make that a Facebook post.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to just work the room. You just,
I'm listening. You know what?
And then whoever got the right vibe, you take the top five, and you just date them, and you just break it down from there.
I'm going to make a Facebook post, right? I'm dead serious, too. Watch. I'm going to make a Facebook post that said, any woman on my Facebook page that was ever interested in dating me, meet me at my house on this date for a cookout. There's going to be other women there that's interested in me, and we're going to do a social experiment. And eliminate.
Boom. Yeah, man. Boom. Look, Chase
White. I see how many.
Chase White. That's a TV show right there.
Let me put that on there right now. I'm going to do a flavor of love type situation. But I ain't ugly. You know what I'm saying? I ain't ugly.
Everybody going to know what's going on.
See, in a moment like this, I wish, you know what? I'm going to put it on Instagram. I ain't going to put it on Facebook. I'm going to put it on Instagram because Facebook got a lot of people I do business with on there. and I don't want that shit going on.
You don't want them to know you out here being the heathen?
Yeah. You know, I'm writing this shit right now.
You call it Savage Love.
Savage Love.
Savage Love. This week on Savage Love.
Yeah.
That's dope. There you go. Solves your problem, see?
Damn. If I do this, I'm going to get a phone call.
If you do what? You going to get what phone call?
If I make this post, I'm going to get a phone call.
That means you in a relationship.
I'm not in a relationship. That's the problem.
All right,
let me explain the phone call I'm going to get. So, it is somebody that's lurking, right? But she got a boyfriend. She got a boyfriend.
So how the fuck she gonna call you?
Because that's what she do. I just know her very well. So she's lurking. So if I post this shit and say this shit, she gonna call me or jump in the DM and say, oh, you out here trying to get bitches, huh? What'd I tell you? Yes. Maybe fuck you up.
Yes, I'm out here trying to get bitches. What are you talking about?
I posted a picture of myself like a week ago. And somebody on my post comment said something about he's sexy something. And right after that, she jumped right in my DM. I was like, who the fuck is this bitch? You fucking her? Blah, 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 and this, that, and this, that. Like, I'm sitting there cracking the fuck up. Like, damn, like, really? But you got a whole dude, though.
Do you understand the level of craziness that she got to be? To not realize that she got a man and she gonna fight another chick because she wants you.
I don't understand that. Then she keep telling me how unhappy she is in her relationship. Then I'm just like, all right, whatever.
She wants you to save her.
At this point, I'm just like, whatever. Every once in a while, she throw me some free pussy and I just like,
free bands.
Every 6 months. We're on a schedule. I'm about due and probably around mid-August.
Yo, like, you should really just, you should be like, yo, you should just say outlandish shit to her. No. You should be like, yo, next time, what's up with this threesome?
You know what's so crazy? I would, in any other circumstance, I would, but I actually like her. You know, besides this dumb shit, I like her, but that shit right there, I won't get fouled with her because we got history and I'm cool. Now, I got another chick. This chick just won't leave me alone. So she an older broad, and she popped up at my house a couple times while my daughter was here. I told her to stop doing this shit. She fucking called me out. Listen, the last time, this is what happened, yo. I didn't have her number. She called me. I didn't know who the fuck it was. And then I hung up. I called my homegirl. I was like, yo, she called me again. She's like, now you got a number. Block her. I said, you right. So I blocked the bitch. Boom. Bang.
So wait, you got a stalker? Yes. You said it like you talk to somebody, but you don't really like her. No, you got a stalker.
Yeah, she's stalking. She's stalking you. So like, I blocked her, and she called me last week, my nigga. And I'm like, yo, she told me, yeah, I just need a ride. Can you give me a ride from the hospital? I'm like, nah, I can't. She told me, I said, because she was showing she was in chemo. So I was like, you know, sad story. You know, I'm a sucker for a sad story. So I was like, all right, I'll send you an Uber. She's like, but I really want to see you. Can I come over to your house? And I was like, oh my God.
Oh, man, wait, did you bring her over there?
No. When I blocked her, let me tell you what happened when I blocked her, before I blocked her. I said, my cousin told me to say some wild shit to her, just like you just said. And I said, all right, I texted her and said, can you do me a favor? She said, what? I said, can you come over and suck my dick? Then she's like, why would you talk to me like that? You ain't even asked me how I was doing. You ain't asked me about my cancer treatment. You ain't asked me about none of what's going on in my life. And I was like, how would I know any of that shit?
Yeah, be like, you fucking tell me that right after you finish sucking my dick.
Yeah. I just blocked her. I just said, fuck it. I blocked her. And then she called me because she knows my number by fucking heart. And she called me from the hospital.
What? Yo.
Nigga, this is a true story, dog.
So instead of her focusing on her cancer therapy so she could live, she worried about what you doing.
Let me tell you something else, though.
Yo, you know what you gotta do?
I mess with this girl for 5 minutes, literally, in a span of a lifetime. Let me tell you, hold on. Let me
go. The only way to get rid of her, though, you gotta put her on somebody else. You gotta introduce her to somebody else so that she becomes their problem.
That ain't gonna happen, you know. And I wouldn't do that to nobody.
You got to.
The first day I went over this bro house when I back 2 years ago. This was 2 years ago. So she
Yo, invited. You surely like herpes. The only way to feel better is to give it to somebody else.
She invited me over a house. I get over a house, yo. I swear to God, this is a true story. I walk in her apartment. She got rose petals going from the door to the bathroom. And then in the bathtub, she got rose petals on the tub. She got candles lit all through the house. She done made seafood, all kinds of shit. And I was like, what the fuck? She told me, yeah, I want to give you a bath. I want to do something nice to you. Mind you, I knew the bitch for a day. I swear to God.
She said, I'm keeping it sexy.
I swear to God, I knew it for a day. I walk. I say, all right, fuck it. I'm going to just enjoy this shit. So I got in the tub. She washed me up, talked to me. Got
wait,
the
wait, bro. Throw that back. Wait, you know in the for a day, right? Mm-hmm. I'm trying to understand. I'm going to go back.
She old.
No.
She old.
No. You got to get off. You not getting out of this, okay? Let's go back for 2 seconds. You knew her for 24 hours, and you let this chick give you a bath.
Let her wash me up.
She could have fucking drowned you. That's what, like, you wasn't, the only thing was in your mind was dick suck. That's all you was thinking about was shit.
I ain't one of these new niggas. I ain't getting killed by no broad. I ain't a new nigga, no.
Did your spidey sense don't go up when you just meet a girl and she want to give you a bath? Not make you food or dinner or give you a massage. A bath?
Yeah, she gave me a bath. Listen, let me finish that. Because it gets crazier than that. So I get out the tub, dry myself off.
She put some Epsom salt in the pool because she was old as shit.
She told me to go in the bedroom. I come in the bedroom. This bitch
come in here and soup, baby. Just set yourself.
She done bought me a pack of polo t-shirts and a pack of polo drawers. And I was like, how you know what size to get? She told me she was a seamstress. She said, I'm a seamstress. I just know. She said, I sized you up. And I said, okay.
Son, you could be getting that SSI check right now. It ain't no reason. You ain't even got to be red effect. Listen, you missing it all. You could have dated her, took the money that she was giving you, and then used it to go on dates with these other bitches to find the woman you fall in love with.
I'm going to tell you why I didn't do that, though.
Why?
So we fucked that night. I'm laying in the bed. She asked me,
you went to, you stayed over her house?
Wait a minute. So I'm rolling over.
You're trying to be part of a Stephen King novel.
I'm rolling over, and I slide my hand underneath the pillow because I'm grabbing a pillow, and she had a pistol underneath the pillow.
Yeah, Nick. Everything you just listed is a part of like a fucking horror movie where somebody gets kidnapped at the end and they get kidnapped for fucking 30 days and tortured because she won't let him leave. You don't see the signs?
Listen, she had a pistol on her pillow. I said, yo, what the fuck is going on?
Okay, let's stop, baby. She gave you a bath, okay? She stayed there. She don't know you, and she let you stay over her house overnight. She got a pistol under her goddamn blanket, okay? Do you need any other sign? Now she won't leave you alone. I'm surprised she's not in your kitchen right now. I'm going to come in your house one day. She's going to be sitting in your couch, and I'll be like,
let me finish. So I asked her about the pistol. She told me some crazy story about her ex, blah, blah, blah. So I was like, all right, whatever. Morning come. I'm going to leave. I go to the front door. She got the fucking laundry cart jammed underneath the doorknob and shit. So I was like, yo, what the fuck is this? And then she's like, yeah, I told you I got my ex. I said, all right. I said, I'm never coming back over here again. I never want to go. I said, yo, you make me feel extra uncomfortable with this bullshit. So fast forward to another time when she's stalking me. She called me. Again, I didn't know who it was. And she tell me that she up there telling me that she got with this nigga and she think the nigga was, she said the nigga was fucking bitches in her house, in her apartment. So I was like, how you know all this? So I, cause I know.
Yo, I was like, yo. How do you, yo, Shorty's a paranoid schizophrenic.
Yeah, she's crazy,
And you're dating her.
I'm not dating her. How am I dating her?
You're dating. You falling under all the criteria of dating somebody. They won't leave you alone. You stay overnight. You get in the baths with them. That's all the criteria of people who are dating.
She technically didn't get in the tub, but, you know.
That's even fucking creepier. So she washed you like you were a 4-year-old child. That's what you're telling me right now. That's wild. That's incredibly wild. Like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm done with you right now, man. Hey, your pimping pass has been about to be revoked.
I don't know if I ever had one, but. Yeah, that's pretty much how it went.
Yeah, you need to. I don't know what to tell you right now, man. You really need to just date like 100 women and just get it over with. Because we need to find you somebody stable soon.
I done decided that I don't even care no more, dog. I come to the conclusion that I just told my cousin this shit the other day. I said, I came to the conclusion that I'm probably never going to get married. And he's like, no, you going when you least expect it. That's what everybody always say. Why do everybody always say the same shit verbatim? When you least expect it, you're going to find somebody and you're going to be this and that and you're going to get married. And you're going to be, I'm like, dog, I'm 45.
Because that one tell you the truth. Yeah, you're going to die alone.
Probably so.
That shit, that just be, you know, it's going to sound too nice to say to somebody.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. This brings up a good question. What the hell? How do you know? I'm gonna tell you a story. This is when I was younger. Okay. Me and this girl was dating. We was close. We started fucking. Okay. We was fucking for a little bit. Okay. One night. I ain't got no condom. Okay. Go with splash. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it. I pull out, you know, whatever case may be. Thinking we still cool, but we not necessarily quote unquote together. So somehow I'm a young boy. This is back when cell phones was just coming out. Mm-hmm. Pocket dials the broad when I went another job.
Okay.
She calls me at 8:00 in the morning, crying, talking about how could you do this to me? We were in a relationship. Why would you cheat on me? I said, whoa, 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 oh, 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 put the gas on, put the gas. We were in a relationship. She like, well, I thought we was because you didn't use a condom.
Condom off, man.
I said, now, I could be wrong because I sometimes do some things that don't make sense. But it made me wonder, what things do you do to actually say that you're in a relationship without having a conversation that you are both going to be mutually exclusive? I thought in order to have an agreement, two people must agree upon it. So you don't ever come talk to me and say, hey, listen, if it's going to be just me and you, I'm going to assume that you out there fucking somebody else too. So at what point do you say that you in a relationship with somebody? Like, what do you call being in a relationship? Is it because you see
it? I didn't have a conversation about it. That's what you're supposed to do.
But you know damn well that most people in a relationship, you know what I'm saying? How many chicks say, oh, we in a relationship? And then the guy
looks at them like, we have conversation. Well, as an adult, I did. I definitely have a conversation about it. Like, are we exclusive? Or where are we at with it? You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to have a conversation because you got to know where you at. Just in case shit. You know, you already know sometimes.
But if you don't have, say you do.
You got to have a conversation. Stuff. You got to have a
conversation. Say you doing relationship stuff. You holding them down. You doing whatever case may be. You taking all these. But y'all never had a conversation.
You gotta have a conversation.
But if you never had a conversation,
I can't say whatever.
Technically, y'all not together. So it's technically that's still cheating. Say you see her, say for them, say shoe another foot. Say you dating a chick. Y'all never had a conversation. You see her out with another dude. Do you feel a way about that?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I can't relate to that because I had those conversations, y'all. I definitely do. I don't play that. I don't leave nothing to no what if shit. I just say we had a conversation if anybody's been around that long.
I do too, which is why
the last girl I was dating, I thought it was going somewhere. You know, we had the conversation. We was like, yo, you know, she asked me what I'm looking for. I said, I'm trying to be in a relationship. She said, all right, I'm trying to be in a relationship too. So I was like, all right, well, I guess we ain't there yet, but we've seen each other exclusively, right? She was like, yeah. All right, well, when we get to the point where we definitely going to say that, you know, I'm your man, you my woman, all right, we'll get there. But, you know, that's that. Then all the crazy shit happened, and then that was over with. So, but I have those conversations, and that's how it pretty much goes with me. If I'm seeing you, if you spend enough time with me and talking to me, I'm going to ask you that. We're going to talk about that shit. We're going to talk about that, at least. I don't really put I don't leave nothing up to chance with that. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want that to happen. I don't want to call her and then somebody call me back to her, yo, dog, who son, is? Yo, dog.
You talking to my girl?
Yeah, you talking to my girl because, you know, these nut ass niggas do that shit. And then, or I just don't want her to, because right now at this stage of my life, if I feel like that to somebody, if I'm leaning towards that with somebody, I definitely don't fuck with nobody else.
Yo, real quick though. My wife's probably gonna kill me. But back when we was dating, her baby daddy called me like that and told me. He said, mind you, they wasn't together. He called me and said, why are you trying to break up our happy home?
I had that same conversation with a nigga when I was younger.
I said, y'all not even together. What home am I breaking up? Well, but yeah, digress. It's like, what the fuck?
Well, in that instance, you got to double check and make sure she ain't lying to you, too. But yeah, I had that happen to when I was a young boy. Boy told me the same exact shit to my yo, Doug, you breaking up my family.
In my mind, I'm thinking, man, fuck your family, son. But, you know, that's a little harsh.
Pissing
the Cheerios.
Well, this was the day
after she don't love you, man. She don't love you.
Me and him had this conversation, and day after she ate crushed pineapples off my dick. So.
And this is the reason why I'm glad I wasn't a young boy with social media was around. Yo, I'd have just been posting random chicks like, is this show out? Is this hot? DM me now. You got 24 hours or she's off the market.
Yeah, I definitely had that conversation, though. I don't leave nothing up to chance with that shit, dog. You know, even with the chick I was talking about earlier, the one I'm cool with, I like and stuff, I've been fucking with her off and on for a long time. Like, I cheat on my baby mom with her and everything. I can say this shit. So that's one thing she tried to throw in my face. Yo, when I first started fucking with you, you had a girl, so, you know, now the tables is turned. Why you bitching?
Yo.
That's what she said to me. Why are you bitching? I'm just like, yo, I'm in a different space right now, yo. Listen, when I was a young boy, I was happier to find a chick that had a boyfriend. Because that means I could get the pussy without getting a hassle.
Yeah, but.
You know what I'm saying? You get a little bit of, yo, can we go do this? Can we do that?
Here's the thing.
And if it's a kid vibe, you know, it's always going to be like, yo, can I get a couple of dollars for this? Can I get a couple of dollars for that? And you don't mind here and there and everything, but full time, you just don't get the full time effort. I didn't mind being a side nigga. You know what I'm saying?
There's nothing wrong. Salute all the side niggas.
Yeah, I got another chick I've been knowing for a long time. She got a nigga. She got a living and everything. She should see something she should say about this nigga. And the funny part is, she actually is really thorough. You know what I'm saying? And me and her, we ain't got no kind of sexual relationship. We more or less just talk. But she just like, this shit kind of crazy, though. I just like, yo, why you even with the nigga then? Why you like... Well, I don't understand this. She told me, I don't understand either.
I don't think people.
She
really
literally said that shit. Like, I don't understand either. She's like, I don't be fucking him like that. And then at the same time, like, I always, like, I don't treat him well. Period. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
the different question is, why is he taking it? I think she don't want to do it.
If you put them together, you'd be like, I don't know where that came from. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I think a lot of times people don't want to be the one. They don't want to feel guilty and be the one that breaks up the relationship. So they just hold on. So I think she really doing a lot of crazy stuff to him so he could be like, I had enough of this and leave. Mm-hmm. Which is kind of ridiculous.
She ain't a wild chick. So I don't think she's doing any crazy thing. But I definitely know she's probably giving him the cold shoulder.
But that's what I'm talking about. When I say crazy, if you in a relationship and you ain't really getting none, she talking to you crazy about random stuff, about bills, stuff like that. Just kind of overall just being an asshole about stuff. She probably doing it for a reason. But it's messed up because instead of just saying, you know what, this ain't working. It's just kind of like she don't want to be the bad person in the situation. She trying to get him, edge him on to be like, yo, I'm out.
Yeah, I guess so. You know, but that's how shit get fucked up. That's why you got to have these conversations. That's the one thing I generally know for a fact in any situation is got to be communication. I don't give a fuck what it is. I learned that the hard way, and I'm going to stick by that. So I try to be an open book with people. I tell her, you know, when I meet chicks, I tell them, listen, anything you want to know, just ask me. I tell you, boom, 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 boom. That's it. You know what I'm saying? You ask me, am I fucking with other bitches? They ask me that. Don't be surprised when they ask. And it's funny because that's, you know, that's one thing I'm kind of known for. I don't bite my tongue. You know what I'm saying? And I say all kinds of shit, yo. I do. It ain't nothing that I search through my mind and say, what am I going to say crazy? And I don't think it's crazy. I just say shit that's real. I just be telling motherfuckers, like, it's real.
Yeah, but I think that the crazy thing is, and I was wondering about this other day, is monogamy as important as we all make it out to be?
To women it is, because...
But when I say not important, I'm going to say this. Are we doing it just because we're possessive or because it makes sense? Because I think a lot of times it's just possessive. Because it's just like, I don't want somebody getting what I got.
Yeah, that's all it be. But it ain't that. To me, no, I look at it. I found a new perspective on that. So, especially at, coming from a man. So, what I look at it is, so when you're in a relationship, like, it's the rules are dictated by what you feel as though you want from that person, right? That's what the rules are. The boundaries of the relationship are created for what you feel like you want from that person. So, what you want from that person more than what likely is monogamy, right? You want to be respected. You want to be trustful. Trusting, trustful, trusted. You know what I'm saying? So, all those things are things you want from that person. So, and on the opposite side, if you know that's what they want from you, and you're saying that you want to be with this person, then you got to give them that, right?
Yeah.
So, that's, so in all actuality, so if a woman, you already know, she don't want you to fuck nobody else. So, you're like, all right, because I like her, because I love her, because of whatever your feelings are, you want to give her that respect, so you're not going to fuck nobody else.
Yeah.
That's all it's supposed to be. That's it.
Then I should be allowed to break it with your ass quick, and then when the shit ain't working. That's my only thing. Like, people hold on to situations, and I get it in some instances, but at the end of the day, if you just holding on to something, then maybe it's missing pieces, so either you got to go out and get the missing piece, or you break the hell up. But the minute some guy break up with a chick, like, yo, this ain't working out, she like, how did you do this to me?
Yeah, that's always that. That's always what they say.
Because the problem is that no matter who you date, they're not going to be 100% of what you need. That's just the reality of it. So you hoping that the best of them is the main thing that you need.
You got to walk around here saying you're never going to get everything you want. That's fucked up.
Like, but that's my point of why I'm asking this question.
That's a fucked up
way. Well, no. That's why I'm asking the point of, do we put too much of a premium on monogamy? Because I'm pretty sure that any woman gonna look at her man.
No, because you find some women that be like, you know, I know somebody that had a chick. She told me, like, listen, dog, you can. I know you're gonna be out here doing whatever you're gonna do anyway. Just make sure you don't bring no crazy shit home. You know what I'm saying? And you know, every once in a while, you know, I might want something too. You know what I'm saying? Not as far as a man, but you know, threesome type shit.
Yeah.
So you know. He called me and told me that shit. This nigga's like, yo, I'm about to cry, man.
I know. That's my birthday. God, why have you blessed me?
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
I am the anointed.
And then you got this new shit. What's that shit? The polyamorous, or how you pronounce that shit?
I don't know.
You never heard of the poly?
I've heard of it, but we're not about to butcher any words today.
Yeah, but you know, that shit. That shit, so the poly shit.
Polyamorous?
Yeah, that's it. There you go. You said it. You're a good college nigga.
Look at this smart nigga over here.
This smart nigga right here. You know what I'm saying? Don't let him fool you. He's a smart nigga. ER. So.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I think sometimes we paint a real black and white picture like what relationships should be. But
that's because nobody really fully understands where it should be at. Everybody said that you got the chicks on. So I always argue with a woman about this whole marriage shit. Tomorrow, when you marry, you can't do this. You can't leave. You can't just break up with somebody when you marry. You can't. Nigga, yes, they do. That's why so much motherfucker can walk the fuck out. How many times is a running joke that the dad
he's
went to the store?
To leave his baby. He'll damn sure leave you.
Yeah. Like the dad went to the store to get cigarettes and never came back. That's the oldest joke in the world.
No, but you got to remember back in the day. That's why back in the day, like, men had like 3-4 families spread out over five seats.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
It's not right. But it does happen. But like one scenario, I knew somebody. It's kind of a wild story. But I knew a dude. He was certified crazy, you know what I'm saying? Like, in the streets heavy. But he used to, like, on the low, used to like to watch his wife get smashed.
Oh, shit.
But he confided in somebody else I know, and they told me the story. But you would never know it from the outside looking in. But I always thought, like, damn, why he got hotted, though? If that's what he into, that's what he into. Who are we to judge? I couldn't knock him for it.
Because that's not socially accepted for black people. What nigga want to sit there? And plus, at the same time, like, that shit kind of weird, dog. He's just like, you want to really sit there and watch another nigga fuck your wife. Like, that shit weird.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's not weird, but this shit does go down. Like, it's plenty of black people that I know that have orgies.
Yeah, I don't know. I think sometimes we
put so much stuff inside a box that it makes everybody hide so much that everybody ain't really being honest about what they want. If that's what you into, that's what you into. I don't care. I don't give a fuck.
That's just like the
I don't care. I'm not gonna look at you as that's the character of a person you is. You know what I'm saying? I'm be like, all right, I ain't coming with you, but sure, go ahead and knock yourself out. You know what I'm saying? You want to get a goat and you know what I mean? And your wife and have a animal threesome.
The only fancy ever got is to get a white bitch, fuck her, and have her call me a nigga while I'm fucking her.
That's still wild. That's just damn near as wild as the other thing.
That's all
like
I want.
You said that like, oh, what I'm talking about is quite normal. Yeah, nah, that's wild.
Just want her to call me a nigga. Like, nigger, you fucking nigger.
You wanted to give you the ER,
ER.
Give me the ER.
I want her to say with total disgust.
I want some racist ER. Yeah.
I want her to say with total disgust.
So then why are you on SoulSpot? You need to go on a Tinder. You can get all you want on Tinder.
I can't get with the white girls, man. The white girls don't like me, yo.
You just said you because you're too hard. You gotta like give them the professional cheeks.
No, you know, I got a funny story and shit. So I got this boo I know. this is funny. So I used to say this shit all the time. I used to be in the circles with rappers, and I used to be around one particular rapper, and he had his hanger-ons, and one boy he fucked with, he always somehow find himself with a white bitch. So, and we was talking about this shit. And he was like, yo, I said the same thing. I was like, damn, I can never get me a white chick. And he was like, that's because you gotta look like this nigga. So, when you look at the nigga, he's a stereotypical nigga. Like, he had on some old crazy shit, street clothes, jeans. He always got some shit going on. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he just looked like, you know, well, let's put it this way. He didn't look well put together. He looked like a hood nigga. That was hanging around a bunch of other niggas that might be professional niggas. You know what I'm saying? And that's what he said. You gotta look like that nigga to pull.
You look like you work on BT.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So that's what he's saying. That shit is funny as a motherfucker though.
Yeah, probably so. But I'm sure you can find you a nice, despicable white woman who's willing to
if I fuck with a white girl, I first of all, let me tell you so. No disrespect,
might like it.
If I come
in here one day and you be like,
no, I'll fuck a white girl. Don't get it twisted.
And you be like, brother, word, this is my new snowflake.
No. I'll fuck a white girl, but I don't think I could be in a relationship with a white girl because I don't think it will ever have anything in common or be relatable. And then I'm always going to be thinking her family looking at me like some nigga.
You know what you should get though, son? A Brazilian girl. Well, she look white.
Not
all of them. I'm saying you get you a white looking one. That's the kind of
porn I watched. The Brazilian bitches.
Yeah, but you get you a white looking one. You know what I'm saying? And then you get a
Spanish
girl.
You know that's a social issue down there that the light skinned people don't fuck with the dark skinned people.
Hey, that's a social issue up here.
I know, but it's a social issue that we don't really discuss. It's jokingly said in the black community. Down there, it really is an issue. Like they separated and everything.
Yeah, but you seen the boy Catino Mobley called Ben Simmons. You know what I'm saying? Oh, because he an arrogant, light-skinned boy.
Well, that's a common consensus with light-skinned niggas. They say that shit about you, motherfucker.
Yeah, yo. I know. I don't appreciate that shit.
Waffle-colored Negro, as the small Charlotte man would say.
Don't judge me because, you know what I'm saying, I'm of a lighter hue.
Well, it's the same thing, because just like
other... How many fights I got into when I was young, boy, because I was light-skinned?
Yeah, exactly.
In the 90s. You know how hard it was for me, Chase? Do you know? You know, I was light-skinned in the 90s. I ain't have a bald head. I was the wrong complexion. I ain't start, you know what I'm saying, getting no love until Obama came around. You know what I'm saying? That's what changed it for.
Come on, man.
You know what I'm saying? You know how hard I had to work? You know what I'm saying? I had to develop an incredible personality and shit. Because I was like, I had curly hair. I had two fucking parents. You know how hard it is to have two parents in North Philly? You know how hard that shit is? You know how many fights I got in?
That's the dream, dog.
Yeah, I know it was a dream, and it was a fucking night. Every time I walk out the damn street, I gotta fucking go fight somebody and shit. I fought two of them from school every damn day, all because I'm light-skinned with two parents and shit. I ain't asked to be that. Fuck that.
But, you know, chicks be saying that shit all the time. Like, niggas be liking a bitch because she light-skinned. The bitch
with
still
the wavy
ugly.
Hair?
The bitch still ugly. Just because she light-skinned, or just because she light-skinned.
She light-skinned with the wavy hair.
Yeah, this is funny as shit that how...
Yo, black people really need help. Like, we all need counseling. We just need one big counseling group.
Yeah, because that shit is hilarious, though. I find it funny. I used to, my daughter's mom, when I first got with her and shit, and we listened to a radio or some shit, a hip-hop song, come on, she might know the words. I'm like, how you know this shit? But she used to get mad. That ended quickly though, because she's like, this, you always talk trash like that. You hurt my feelings. That's it reminds me back issue. In school. I never was black enough in school.
It's a sensitive issue.
I came to school one day with braids in my hair and they teased the hell out of me.
Sensitive issue for us light skinned people. God damn it. Appreciate our struggle. You know what cracked me about black people though? How Wilma will look at a child. And if the parents is dark skin and the baby light skin, who we
are? I did it too. Shit, nigga.
That baby ain't yours.
Listen, before I went to jail and shit, I was fucking with this bro, and I was kind of like day. I thought she had a beer gut. You know what I'm saying? Bitch, tell me she was pregnant one day, and I was like, what? I said, you ain't telling me. You telling me that because you just let me know, or you trying to say it's mine? So she said it's yours. I said, nigga, all right, whatever. I still fucked her a couple more times, and I ended up getting locked up. So it was weighing on me in jail all the time. Like, damn, man, that baby could be mine, blah, blah, blah. So boom, I get out of jail. And this is the wildest shit ever. So I'm literally at work, and I'm riding down the street, and I'm actually telling the boy that's working with me the same story that I'm telling you about maybe my baby. And we stop at a light at Broad Allegheny and look at the corner of this, on the corner, and guess who the fuck was there? The bitch.
Your son?
No, the bitch.
Your son?
No, she wasn't with the baby. So I jumped out. I said, damn, this should go right there. I jumped out the car to her. I talked to her. She told her. I said, so what's up with the baby? She told her, oh, now you want to be concerned about the baby? I said, dog, I was locked up. She said, that's what they all said.
Oh, you've been through this before.
Yeah,
huh?
That's what she, I swear to God, true story. So I was like, listen, man, take my number, call me, and let me see what the kid looks like. She told her, all right, I don't care, but I'm telling you that your baby. I was like, but you said it was mine. She said, well, I knew what it is now. I said, all right, cool. So, boom, I go home. Now, this is before I had my daughter. All I had was my son. So, I go home. I tell my daughter, at the time, it was my girl, my daughter's mom. So, I'm telling her what happened and shit. She told her, so what you going to do? I said, well, if she called me, I'm going to go see the baby. So, she called me. I told her. She was like, I said, you want to come with me? She said, no, I want to come. Go ahead. I said, all right. So, I drive up to her. She actually lived not too far from where I seen her. I get there and see this little chocolate young bull with cornrows, and I'm sitting there like, I just sat there, literally, I swear to God, yo, I sat there and stared at this nigga in his face for like 5 minutes. I was like, this ain't my son. All right.
Yo, how you gonna give a visual DNA test?
That's what I did, and I got it. And then years later.
You know what I always love?
Hold on, but years later, when I had my daughter, a little dark skin chick.
Yeah, she did.
So now I'm sitting here fucked up in my head, like, damn, now I need to really do a DNA test. And I can't remember this bitch name for nothing.
Yeah, you might.
Because after that night, I wiped her out of my life.
Yeah, you might as well give up on that one.
Yeah. But he going, you know how old he would be? He got to be, yeah, he like 17, 18 right now.
And it's over with now. It's done.
Yeah.
Like, you passed the statute of limitations at this point. Like, at the end of the day, like, what is that? Like, if you got a maybe, baby, and we'll say you dated a chick, friend, whatever case may be, girlfriend. Maybe they had somebody else also. And she ended up pregnant. And she said it wasn't yours. But then the baby comes out. And you're looking at the baby and you're like, he has my nose. Mm. Or he has my eyes. Or we got the same complexion. Well, that little motherfucker kind of looked like my grandmother.
Mm.
Do you actually push for the DNA test? Sometimes, or do you just kind of just say, hey, we'll just let this go?
But you know what's so crazy, though? Because let me tell you something that happened one time, right? I was in jail. This boy I was locked up with, we was talking. He's like, yo, I got an uncle up here that I never met. And he'd been locked up my whole life. And at the time, we was in our 30s. He's like, he'd been locked up my whole life. And he's like, I don't know where he at. And I don't even know what he looked like. So he's like, he said, I got to hit my peoples up and ask, find out, you know, his info and shit so I could try to find him. So one day we in line to get commissary and he's like, oh shit. I said, what? He said, that's my uncle right there. I said, how do you know you never seen him before? He said, that nigga looked just like my grandma. Walked over to him this way. It was his uncle.
Yeah, I know. Listen, sometimes the genes is everything, because when I was a young boy, I used to get stopped in the street and my would be like, yo, ain't you Daryl's son?
Oh, they know your dad?
My dad. No, I know my dad, but I'm like my dad.
I mean, that's what
dad.
I said. They knew your dad.
Yeah, they know my dad. Me, my dad, my grandma, my uncle, we all look just alike. So people would see me and be like, you got to be his son.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he couldn't. If he denied me, I would find him years later and smack the shit out of him. Like, the crazy thing about the whole situation is I don't even know. My dad never really introduced me to his dad's side of the family.
Oh.
Okay. Because the relationship really, I guess, not there. But I see them in the street. And I know who they are because they look like my dad. But I don't fuck with them because I'm not about to walk up and beat Joe. They can kiss my ass. Nonetheless.
See? Then, you know, it's always the people. You know, my homie one time said to me and shit, because I told him I don't know my dad and shit. This nigga gonna sit there and tell him, you ain't missing nothing. Dad's is overrated. I don't want to think I'm overrated, dog. I'm a dad. I don't want to think me being around is overrated. I don't want to think that. That was crazy for him to say that to me.
Listen, just because he had a horrible father does not mean he need to pass judgment on every other dad out there. Just because your dad wasn't shit don't mean that.
And I told him that too. I said, dog, you ain't overrated. You a good dad. Shit, he got problems with his son. Him and my son is only months apart, and both of them be doing some
that's
shit.
Just the frustration of parents.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, his son, dog, his son need his ass whipped. That's all I can say. I'm not going to put his business out there, but yeah, his son definitely need a punch in the rib.
I mean, you know, if he wants
a nice good one, wow.
$100, I pay a young boy knocking the fuck out.
No, he wouldn't do it himself because he need to do it himself so he had that respect. You know what I'm saying?
That's the
problem. He don't think his dad would do that shit to him. You know what I mean? His dad treating him very well, you know what I'm saying? Save him every time he in the jam and everything, but the boy just always be disrespecting him. Like, he don't disrespect him by like talking to him, disrespect his actions is disrespectful.
See, one thing I always realized that when you're dealing with young men, with just one time, you gotta show him how crazy you really is.
Yeah, I did that to my son.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like my dad did it to me.
My son came home one year with straight fucking F's on his report card. Nigga, I blacked out. I had slammed that nigga. By the time I realized what I was doing, I was on this nigga chest about to start fucking him up even more. And I just caught myself and I was just like, yo, dog. I'm like, yo, you could have stayed home and got these same fucking grades. Why the fuck did you go to school?
You wasting your time, which is even more stupid.
Like, that shit was crazy, yo. But my son, my son just, I don't know, man.
I've had them more. I think every good father has that moment in which they almost cross that line of beating their fucking son the fuck up. Like he a regular person on the street. And it's good. It's healthy. It should happen. That way he realized, you know what they think? Damn, this motherfucker really care about me. Because he really was ready to crash my fucking whole face in.
Yo. See what I mean? This is funny. While we talking, I got a text message, right? I'm texting some chick. And, she texted me a video. First, she texted me a picture. I don't even know how we got a conversation. She said she was at work. She texted me a picture of her like, sitting on the couch, but it's just her legs. So I was like, oh, all right, you lounging like a motherfucker at work. That was my reply. Then I commented on her legs. She got thick legs. I said, them legs is nice and thick, though. And she sent me. Then she was like, she sent me a video. So the video, the screen, the little screen right there for the video before you click it is a little blurry. So I was like, I'll click it. It's just her. She told me I'm going for a walk because she told me my legs look thick. So I was like, all right, whatever. And then I jokingly said, I got excited for a second. I thought you sent me something X-rated, right? So she sent me a message back tomorrow. Why would I send you something like that? What would you say if I did send you something like that? I said, I would say thanks.
isn't it just like a woman to get like something like that totally mixed up? I say, damn, your legs looking thick. You thinking I'm calling you fat. I'm saying you exactly. Looking good. What the fuck is wrong with you? Like, is your self-esteem that off? That in the minute I say something, it automatically goes to the negative region in your head. Oh, he calling me fat. Oh, he think I got cellulite. Let me go run around the block. Like, that don't make no sense. I'm calling you thick because you look good, girl. You look healthy. Matter of fact, I want to get in between them thick-ass legs. That's what I'm trying to get you to. I want you to be like, well, come get me, them sensei, what these thick-ass legs can do. Instead, she talking about she going to get a walk. But you totally missed the hint. And shit went over your head. Fucking your Blues Clues turned red. The fuck is wrong with her?
So she told, because the way she wrote it, she told me, I didn't understand what she's saying. She said, how would you feel? What would you say if I asked you for an X-rated picture? I said, I would say hard as soft.
You get this dick pic? What's wrong with you?
I don't do dick pics, though. I just was joking with her just now. I don't do that. I don't send out shit like that. Just because, I don't know, I got a weird thing in my mind that they talk, they going to be analyzing it too much and shit like that. I'm cool.
They ain't gonna do all that. They just gonna show their girlfriend.
Yeah, I'm cool on that.
You gonna be in the group chat like, girl, look what he sent me.
Speaking of which, when I was a young boy and shit, I remember this chick told me that shit one time. This chick I was fucking, I can say her name because I probably never see this bitch ever in my life. Her name was Victoria. And this bitch, I fucked this bitch one time. I was a young boy too. She told me, she said, how would you feel if I let my girlfriend, like, I want you to fuck a couple of my girlfriends. Like,
okay.
That's why I said, all right. What do you mean? She's like, they gonna give me some money and I'm gonna let you fuck them.
Oh, she was trying to hold you out.
She was dead serious too. And at that point, I was like, I'm a young boy. So I was like, man, get the fuck out of here.
You should have been like, yeah, bitch, but you gonna give me all the money and shit. Fuck wrong with you?
No, now, funny shit. So, I woke my cousin the other day, right?
But wait. Are you really a gigolo if you won't fuck fat bitches?
Nah, I don't give a fuck. Listen, dog. Nigga just told me the other day he got a fat bitch that offered him $500 a week to fuck. And his nigga told him, no, he said, no. You was there, nigga.
Yeah, I think I might have took your man.
I told him to say yeah to that shit. But no, so I was with my cousin the other day. I'm telling this nigga, I said, I just need an extra $500 a week right now to make some moves. And this nigga's like, I got an idea. I ain't got an idea. I know how you can make $500 a week. I said, what? He said, male escort, nigga. I said, oh yeah, you got a connect on the male escort? This nigga told him, nigga, I am the connect. So he told, yeah, he said, your son homie. He said, my son homie, he said, I was trying to get him, put him down. I showed him the picture. He started getting scared. She's an older woman, so he started getting scared. I said, well, send her my way, dog. What's up? She paying. So, yeah, nigga, she paying $4,500. I said, she paying $4,500. So, yeah, nigga. So, I was like, all right, well, definitely send her my number then. What's up? He told him, hold up, nigga.
$4,500.
Hold up, wait.
We all going to be involved.
Listen, you got to hear what this nigga said. This nigga talking about, how much you really think you're going to get out of that $4,500? I said, how much I'm gonna get, dog? He told 1,000. So, nigga, I gotta dress you up and make you look nice.
Yo, he really tried to pinpoint you. He's just gonna try to pinpoint you like that. He really started running game on you and shit.
Yeah,
like, yo, that shit sound like something you say to me. Bitch, what's wrong with you? What's wrong? I got a motherfucker invest in you. You know what I'm saying? You're only getting $1,000, goddamn it, girl. Shit, what you think this money? How you think I'm gonna create this illusion so these niggas love you? You know what I'm saying? You got these diamonds on. Where you think that money come from? Yo, he really just tried to pinpoint you. I don't know how I would feel after that. I would be like, are you really?
He always talking shit. That's my cousin. You meet my cousin, you'll see that nigga. That nigga just say,
he said, you getting 1,000 out of 4,500.
Out of 4,500. I'm like, nigga, you out your fucking mind. I seen this chick. I tried to holler at one point and shit. And then, she posted a picture of her daughter and her daughter's dad, and I'm like, damn, I know that nigga.
Yo,
so now I was just like, oh well, I guess I ain't gonna never say nothing else to her again.
Yo, you ever used to deal with a chick and then come to find out, like, somebody you know, like, that's their girl now? Do you, like, shut the fuck up and don't never tell them and just let that just live in the past?
I don't know if I had something like that happened to me. Let me really think on that. I'm not sure I had something like that happen to me that they fuck with somebody I used to fuck with, and I'm cool with them like that. No,
like,
I have
not super close. Not like, you know, me, y'all homies and shit, but like, you know each other, like y'all got a relatively, you know what I'm saying, like y'all see each
no,
other.
No, that
like
hasn't happened. That hasn't happened to me.
But
no.
Do you tell? Do you be like?
Now, let me tell you something else that just happened.
Or you right? Just leave it alone.
I don't know. I would say something. I would, if we tight like that, it don't depend on how tight I am. Me and you, I would tell you. On your dog, I know something about the broad. You know, whole facts, nigga.
Yeah.
That's the whole facts. I guess it's the whole facts moment. So, yo, dog. So, my man was fucking with this broad off and on. And the broad was a little out there. You know what I'm saying? At one point in her life and shit. And he always said that. She cute and everything. Nice body. And he was like, yo, if it wasn't for the fact that I know all her history, I would fuck with her like that. She cool. So I told him, I said, nigga, fuck that shit. Don't be worried about what people think. Fuck that shit. Blah, 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 blah. So me and him had this conversation the other day. He was like, yo, this nigga started naming all the niggas he know fucked her.
Yes, that's probably problematic and shit.
Yo, so I'm like, dog, you never.
I said,
yo, dog, you never told me this before. You didn't tell me, like, it was that extent to the extent. of this.
And you got, now you got him in a relationship with
him. No, no, he don't fuck with her. Oh, well. No, he don't fuck with her. But he, I was just like, yo, he said, yeah, and you used to always tell me to say fuck that shit. I was like, dog, I just never knew it was this deep, though.
I mean,
I didn't know, like, it was that
context
deep.
Matters, though, in this particular story.
This, no.
I'm saying in this situation, context matters because, yeah, it's like, yo, she got a history. But no, if she got a history with every nigga you know from the block, then that's problematic. If you don't know none of them and you just know that she
got a gangbang, that's what different. Yo, when he started naming names, right, and I was like, damn, and that's just the niggas we know. What about the niggas we don't know?
I mean, at that point, though, then that's like, it don't matter at that point. Shit.
Yo, it was deep, though. That was a really fucked up conversation. I really was like, my bad, man.
He's gonna apologize.
Yeah, I apologize.
I was wrong. I clearly
my
was
bad, wrong. Dog. I ain't know it was that deep. He's like, yeah, nigga, you know. We kind of, we me and her cool, and you know, I know more, even outside of that, she, you know, we talk, and she tell me shit too, and I was like, oh yeah, yeah.
I said she was a slider, nigga.
Yeah.
And I meant it.
I just learned that fucking term, slider. I just learned that shit. That social media would teach you all kinds of shit. Fucking slider. I was like, what the fuck is a slider? Somebody said this shit. I was like, fuck that. Then the motherfuckers explained that shit. I was like, oh. Boy, I tell you, I guess I am getting fucking old.
Yeah, you get old, man. When you get mad because you don't know slang.
I get mad, but no, I get mad when motherfuckers text me and I don't know what the fuck they're saying. I got to ask them what the shit. They ask me questions and you know.
No cap. No cap, son.
No, you know what's so crazy? That's some shit we used to say back in the day, dog. Like, he capping you up, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, you know, it'll.
Like, we used to say that shit all the time. Now they got the whole emoji and all the. When did Philly get so corny, dog? When did Philly really get this fucking lame, yo? Like, we used to be really, really, like, motherfuckers go somewhere and they spot a Philly nigga. Oh, matter of fact, yo, dog, I be on Instagram and I go on the Explorer page a lot, right? And I just be looking for interesting shit. And I be stopping at Barber John's, like, with showing niggas getting haircuts. Boy getting a sharp ass cut. He put this fucking hot towel on a boy's head to make his waves come through. Nigga got a full beard. He cut another nigga, his beard popping. I said, damn, what is barbershop? It gotta be in Philly. I couldn't know shit. That shit said Rahoyo Bay, California. I'm like, what the fuck, yo?
But I guarantee you, that the motherfucker barber is probably from Philly.
I was thinking that too. Yeah. I really thought that. I was like, this guy gotta be from Philly.
Yeah, I know a few cats that moved out that was barbers, moved to like Atlanta and other places.
Yeah. Like, yo, in Atlanta.
You know, don't even Philly people, you know what I'm saying, cats cut like that. Ain't no other place niggas cut like that.
Yeah, boy was sharp, though. And the crazy part, when I looked at his prices, that's why I kind of thought he was from Philly, because he was only charging $30.
Yeah, he from the credit. $30.
Yeah, he was only charging $30. That's why I figured he couldn't be from where, because I know the cost of, I don't know. You know what, truthfully, I don't know. I'm not going to say I know, but I would figure it would probably be more over there. I know in Atlanta, my man said the barbershop he go to, boy, we charge him $65. And shit.
For what?
I don't know. And this nigga hair, I tell him, he one of them niggas that you'd be like, yo, get a bald head, yo. Speaking of bald head, yo, that's a hell of a segment. So my man, we was talking about this this chick he trying to knock off and shit. Matter of fact, he ain't try. She offered him the pussy one time, right? She don't live in an area no more, so this story happened a while ago. So when he first met her, he was trying to fuck. And, you know, it turned into him being the safe boy. So they got cool. One day she called this nigga and say, yo, what you doing? He said, I'm about to go to the barbershop. She's like, meet me at your house. I'm going to give you some pussy. That nigga's like, no, man, I got to get my hair cut. And the reason why selling you this because we just talking about this. The nigga get a bald head.
He said, nigga, I gotta be cute to get this pussy and shit. Fuck that. But listen, I might look at myself in the mirror while I'm hitting his ass and shit. I can't have no reality. My shit needs to be perfectly shaped.
I wish I could spine this bitch on and show you the bitch too. Cause I was like, yo, you really passed up that pussy to get a haircut.
Yo, I'm done. He said, I can't get another point with next week. You're going to have to wait. Like, what? No, boo, I'm wolfing right now. I'm wolfing.
Yeah. Let me see. I probably can't find this bitch. You know what? I know her. Let me see. I probably, if I, I'm sure, I'm going to find this bitch real quick. Watch this shit. You going to make, what? Nigga, is she tripping? Yeah, I can't see it. Oh. But yeah, she definitely a nice drink. She's a nice drink.
See, but this is the reason why I agree with the shit that's going on in China and shit. They got the whole social score shit. You know what I'm saying? If you, based on your background, your history, things you've done, you get a number. And in that number determines what you could do with the rest of your life, whether you could travel, whether you could do this, that.
I actually
But my thing is this. He just got points knocked off, okay?
No, but listen.
She could have reported him for being on some dumb shit.
Yeah, that.
You know what I'm saying?
That's funny because I literally, so I was talking to my aunt last night.
China's ahead of their time. I keep trying to tell them, like they got the game mapped out. They know where we going with this. You know what I'm saying? Can you imagine? Motherfucking deduct points because a nigga deadbeat dad.
Yeah. Oh,
this nigga be capping all the time. Like he got a car, points deducted. Dick game trash. 5 points off. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, then you would know what you're getting into. You'd be able to look up their score like, man, that bitch is 56. Nah, I ain't fucking with
that. See, that's the thing, but what constitute point deductions and point added and stuff like that? Because I was just telling my aunt, me and my aunt had this in-depth conversation. I just asked her some stuff about our family and stuff. But anyway, we was talking about different things, and I told her some shit she ain't know about me. I told her, I was like, yo, I used to be treating women like fucked up. I will be what you call was a dog ass nigga.
Yeah, you just like, in love.
Yeah, she told me, what? I know this about you. I was like, yeah, I said, I guess you wouldn't, but yeah.
I run around here telling you.
Yeah, exactly. I definitely was foul. I was a foul nigga. I was a foul nigga when it came to women. And she's like, boy, I should knock you upside your head.
I ain't never taught you to be that way. Yeah. Well, guess what? Bitches ain't shit. Yeah.
It wasn't, you didn't have to teach me. I just did it on my own, you know.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, but just score, you know what I'm saying? But that's the perfect, that's why it's the perfect system. It would keep everybody flying, right? Because then you thinking in your mind,
what
I'm
going to
get deducted.
What it though?
Yeah, because then you thinking, you know what I mean? I'm going to get deducted points.
They created jail thinking that would make everybody fly, right?
they created jail because it was a cheap form of slavery when slavery was
out. True, but also
You know damn well, it's nothing about jail to rehabilitate. There's no rehabilitation and going involved. You don't go to counseling. They barely want you to learn a fucking trade. You, all the things you would need to rehabilitate yourself, they don't give you in jail.
Yeah.
So, clearly, it's not about rehabilitation. You know this like I knew this. Look, fucking motherfucker on fucking papers for 10 years. For what? If you ain't committed another crime in 3 years, clearly you're not trying to commit another crime anymore. You don't care about it. So again, that's why I say the social score is perfect. We need to implement that here.
Yeah, I don't know. No, I don't think that shit would work. That shit, I don't even like that, the idea of that shit. Yo.
You ain't agreeing with this?
Nah, I'm good.
I'm pushing this. I'm about to run for president on this platform.
I'm good, dog. I can't fuck with nothing like that. Cause then we already anti-social anyway. So what the fuck? That's going. It's funny as shit that we so social media. Like social media run the world, but motherfuckers is so anti-social. Like you can't even say hi to a bitch in the street, and she get. Like first thing anyone knows is your Instagram page. And the funny part is sometimes everybody be doing. You know what I did today? I had to go to the store, and the chick behind the counter, she was nice. And I was looking at her name tag, and the first thing I was about to do was look her up on Facebook.
Yo.
Then I said, nah. But her name was too common. This shit was way too common. And I was like, I'll be looking for this bitch forever. But I do that, though. I send women friend requests and stuff like that, and then they accept it. I look through their pictures and delete them. I do that shit daily.
So then why you be trying to hop in no DMs?
I don't be feeling this shit, yo. Because it just feel weird. Because especially when it's a nice looking chick, it's like, it's 1,000 niggas in there. You know what I'm saying? She got a weed dude. I seen that shit. Chick showed me her DM one time. It was so many in there. She ain't go through that shit. she did. She was like, literally, I can't get through all this shit.
This nigga's a DM graveyard.
Any woman with a fat ass and a half decent face is popping on social media, yo. It's popping. Period. She popping. There's no way, that's the thing I'd be mad about, because when they pop like that, you gotta be able to monetize that shit. sell calendars. Sell something. Listen, every bitch is selling 15.
You gotta go in the comments. You gotta go in the comments and start getting busy. Fuck the DMs. You go in the comments section and just start letting her have it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, because then if you funny in the comments, she gonna click on the motherfucker on your page and be like, well, who tried that?
Sometimes it don't depend on DMs. Everybody DMs them. I know somebody that popped off on DM shit. He popped off on Nice Joint too. And he just got a DM that said some old wild shit. Yeah, but it's about timing too, cause he caught her at a good time.
I mean, that's everybody. That's just, yeah, when you're in the street, it just depends on what time you're in.
Yeah, she married and everything. He caught her at a good time, and he knocked her off. He got her.
Yeah, sometimes that's why you gotta shoot your shot.
I remember this nigga had this whole thing about going to Brazil. Talking about Brazil got the baddest bitches. He said you'll see a bra on a beach in Brazil. You'll see a Brazilian bitch on the beach and walking down the beach with Halle Berry. You'll walk past Halle Berry for
her. And wow. Brazil has the highest AIDS rate in the world. I'm good. It's like, that's how
do you they know. Though? Do they really though? Is that just some old urban myth or is that real?
No, I think that is a real thing. I think their AIDS rating is
stupid. It's because niggas be going down there. Like, my man used to go down there all the time. He talking about how motherfuckers be literally having whole families down that bitch, yo.
Yo, because that's why, you know, the reality of it is that men determine whether they're going to put a condom on by how pretty the chick is.
True.
That's the problem. So if you see she's super bad, the first thing you thinking, I'm splashing in that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, that's the, you know,
that's the craziest thing, but no, you know,
you know the weirdest part of that, what you just said? The nigga, now you know splashing in the bitch, you going like to really get the bitch pregnant.
Yeah.
One of the reasons why you want to get her pregnant is because
keep
you
want around.
To keep her around. But that's the funny part, because the bum ass niggas, the niggas that ain't going to take care of the kid, be thinking that same shit, but then they ain't.
Yeah, but that's how they look at it. Like,
yeah,
because if they feel like if she my baby mom, I'm going to always be able to fuck. That's what they think, that's how they looking at it.
I saw a post that said, I knew I should have said that shit. It said, if your baby father ain't taking care of his kids because you won't let him fuck, I want that pussy.
Yo, that basically personifies what the hell goes.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah. Your baby father ain't taking care of his kids because you won't let him fuck, I definitely want that pussy.
And I don't think chicks be understanding it. Like, you know how many people brothers I know be like, I'm putting the baby in her. Motherfuckers don't even like her. They just want to keep her around just in case so they can fuck one more time.
Well, I ain't never think like that. I did, but I didn't.
I had a chick get mad at me one time, like, why you not gonna bust in me? Because I'm not trying to fucking have a baby.
Yeah, but that's when they say that shit to you, you be sitting there thinking about it, like, yeah, I'm doing it. Then you be like, what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Depending on how good the pussy is, you just might do it anyway and be like, ah, plan B. Be trying to slip her plan B while she not looking. Like, oh, you want some water?
Fuck some old, unfertile bitches. Some bitches that ain't fertile no more. Let me find some bitches that went through menopause that still look good.
Come drink this water. Yo, sometimes I want to take a survey and I want to know how many chicks have had at least 3 plan Bs in 1 week.
Oh, that's
crazy. No, the thing about it is I know quite a few of them and that has. Like, if women really I just want the truth for 1 second and be like, yeah, you know, I've had a couple, you know, weeks in my life in which I've had 6 plan Bs in a row.
6 plan Bs in a row.
They be with the shits too. Like, nigga, just go ahead and bust. I ain't gonna do nothing to get this plan B.
Yeah, I never heard that before. What kind of bitches you be fucking with, though?
Man,
used to. I'm sorry.
Listen, I know some crazy people. I'm not saying these is bitches that I fuck. I'm saying this is what chicks tell me.
That's some funny shit, though.
Listen, this is a new generation out here, man. I keep trying to tell you. The game different.
It ain't different, man. The game is always the same. There's different players. That's all it'd be, man.
No, this shit, I'm trying to tell you, this is different out here. They a different breed of people.
It'd be, man, truthfully, it'd be a lot of these dudes that be making that shit different when it don't have to be different.
Nah, I mean, yeah, but you know, it just is what it is.
Yeah, fuck that shit, dog. I was trying to find this shit. I'm still trying to find this shit.
You still fucking searching?
I was when I be getting stuck on something. I was trying to think of this chick name the other day at the cookout. Because we was talking about plastic surgery. And I was talking about this chick. And I was like, yo, I know a chick that went to Columbia and got surgery. And she was out there for damn near a month because she had to be in recovery and all the other shit. And I couldn't really think of this chick name for nothing. Then it finally came to me right at the end of the cookout.
She got that good butt lift.
She got a tummy tuck. No, she got a tummy tuck and some other shit. But she already, the crazy part, she looked good already, man. Oh, yeah, here we go. I found it. Yeah,
you haven't. Yo, the crazy thing about it is that always fucked me up is when I see chicks that have surgery and then I see the niggas, yeah, she look good.
That's before the surgery.
Yeah, she probably didn't need new surgery.
She gained a couple pounds. I mean, maybe, you
know,
get
the stomach, yeah, you know.
Dog, she older than me.
Yeah, she look good for age.
And I said that shit to me one too many times to her.
I mean, you old. It's okay, Ma. It's all right. You crossed that line already. It's okay to say you old. But the crazy thing about it is every chick I see that get plastic surgery when I watch him on the gram, if you ever see the dude they mess with, he fat and out of shape. You did all that work for a motherfucker who won't do all that work for you.
Listen, dog. I'm always shocked at what I see. Especially, you know what's so crazy? I'm always shocked to see what type of dude someone fuck with. Sometimes I be feeling fucked up, especially when I see a chick I know fuck with a nigga. I be like, yo, that's what you like though? Like, for real?
But that's why I don't get it. You spent all that money on all that work and you out here letting your man look a mess. You should have took that money and invested in him. Get his ass together because he out here looking crazy. Motherfucker got a name belt on and the motherfucking fade going the wrong direction and shit. Get that man a barber. How about that?
Hey, yo, man, we gonna wrap this up tonight, y'all. Hey, so we added a new feature to the podcast. If y'all like our podcast, we got a donate feature. You can donate to our cause. No, we're gonna use the money to get new equipment, probably rent studio time so we can stop recording in my motherfucker living room and do some other things. And get some merch, too. So if you feel generous, then donate. If not, fuck you.
Show some love. You know what I mean?
So yeah. Do the new cliche thing. Show love.
You know what I mean?
That's the new end thing to do, y'all.
Tip me, bitch.
Yeah, right? So until then, this was another episode of Nah, Man.
Nah.
Yeah, nah.